Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 2nd. God reveals himself to those who love him. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. Jesus had just told his disciples that he was going to go away from them. He said that he was going to go and prepare a place for them in his Father's house. For 3 years his disciples had followed him. They had walked beside him, listened to him teach, watched him heal sick people, and even eaten meals with him. But now he said he was leaving, and they weren't going to see him for a while. Their hearts were sad and troubled. Jesus was their master, their teacher, their dearest friend. But Jesus had good news for them. He was going to send them a helper, the Holy Spirit, who would stay with them always. Even though Jesus was returning to heaven after his death, and even though his followers couldn't see him anymore, he promised that they could still know him, talk with him, and be close to him. Do you have a desire in your heart to know God? I mean, really know him. Do you want to have a deep, personal relationship with him, even though you can't see him with your eyes? Do you want to know what he thinks and how he feels? Do you want to understand him as he really is? Well, according to this verse, knowing God starts with obedience. The very first thing we have to obey is the gospel. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," John 14:6. But after we've entered into a relationship with God through repentance and faith in Christ, we need to keep on obeying him. We need to take everything that he tells us in his word very seriously. That's the best way to show God that we love him. And once we are saved, we have his Holy Spirit dwelling in us. The Holy Spirit helps us understand God's word and gives us power to obey it. Jesus said that he'll manifest himself, or make himself known in a special way, to those who love him. If you really want that kind of closeness with Jesus Christ, he wants to give it to you. Ask him for it, and then start listening to his voice and obeying him. A close relationship with Jesus carries a price tag of obedience. But it's a price well worth paying, and the rewards will last through eternity. Jesus reveals himself to those who love and obey him. How much do I want to know God? Am I willing to pay the price of obedience? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 2nd.